Friends, let us now move on to the chapter number 10, take action. Although we should of course celebrate and enjoy our successes whenever we accomplish some goal, whenever we achieve something, we should also always be aware that the world is constantly evolving, change is happening. And that we therefore need to be constantly innovating. We can't stop at some success. Innovation is a continuous process. Yes, after achieving a milestone, we must celebrate. But that is not the end to it. We must constantly innovate. In today's world, there is no such thing as a sustainable competitive advantage. That means one competitive advantage, whatever you have today, may not remain tomorrow, may not remain day after tomorrow, may not remain in future. There is nothing such thing as sustainable competitive advantage. Every organization is vulnerable to competition. Today may not be the competition is not existing. But tomorrow competition may come, you may go out of the market. Every organization is vulnerable to competition. I mind you, even those at the top of the field, top of the industry, who are number one in the industry, may not remain tomorrow number one. Please note this. You must constantly innovate. Very, very clearly in your mind, don't stop anywhere. Every day, day in and day out, you must think of innovation. Innovation by definition requires that a creative idea be implemented or acted upon in order to add value, because the basic definition itself we say that innovation is profitable implementation of creative and strategic ideas. It must add value to the organization. And for that, action is required. McDonald's restaurants, generally recognized as leading the way into the fast food heaven. Surely, they are the leaders. Now, McDonald's needs to innovate. You may be wondering why. McDonald's needs to innovate in order to deal with the very serious threat of mad cow disease. Because some people are criticizing that as a result of that hamburger, mad cow disease is spreading. Now they have to innovate in order to deal with the very, very serious threat of mad cow disease and the dire impact that perceptions about this disease could have on its hamburger business itself. People are not going to buy that unless something is done about this. People have to be convinced that this hamburger does not create mad cow disease. Or some change in the design has to happen. Otherwise, people are going to spread the word that hamburger business is dangerous. Don't go for it because it spreads mad cow disease. Now, such a big leader has to innovate. Another example is Bausch and Lomb, well known for leading the way with contact lens solutions. Now, one may feel that why they have to innovate, why they have to do something, they are already established, number one. Now, Bausch and Lomb needs to innovate in order to deal with the trend. What is the trend? Towards disposable lenses. Once the disposable lenses come, nobody is going to buy the product of Bausch and Lomb. The trend is towards disposable lenses, trend is towards laser eye surgery. Now, once if I am able to correct my eyesight with the laser eye surgery, I am not going to even look at Bausch and Lomb. So, the third stage of our 9-step innovation process, I already explained to you in last chapter that the last third stage of the 9-step innovation process is action. The specific steps in the action stage are developing the innovation roadmap, how I will go about the innovation roadmap, then gaining commitment is also important, then implementing the innovation roadmap, implementation. Again and again I use this word. Unless there is implementation, there is no innovation. So we will now discuss these three steps: developing the innovation roadmap, gaining commitment, implementing the innovation roadmap. Now, how to develop the innovation roadmap? Categorize your business ideas or concepts into different groups. There are, as I have told you, diverse stimuli were there, then we have developed insights and then ideas. Then we have selected our ideas. Now we have to categorize our business ideas now into different groups, such as ideas on hold, relevant, ideas are relevant but not applicable for next few years, so they are on hold. Next, ideas to investigate further before a decision can be made. We are not able to decide now, we have to investigate further, collect some data, make some experiments, look for alternatives, to do some more investigation. Then third, fast track ideas which we have to push forward for presentation. We have to develop them, implement them, then fast track high potential ideas for immediate presentation, immediate development and immediate implementation. Like that, we have to sort out our ideas, ideas on hold, ideas to be investigated further, fast track ideas, urgent fast track ideas to be done in a way of time, point of time. So we have to again revisit the big picture criteria. Should not forget big picture criteria. The idea must be simple. We have discussed this already. The idea must support the overall business strategy. The idea must be distinctly new and better. The idea must be proven. The idea must be profitable. Idea must be quickly and easily implemented. Then only the idea will go forward. Then write down the innovation roadmap. Write down in 6-page template. I will present to you now a 6-page template. That means this kind of a notebook has 6 pages. That can be used for all innovation roadmaps. First page is learning. Key lessons learned from your review of the current state of your business, your customers, existing customers, your competition, other elements of the marketplace, like situation in the marketplace, environment in the marketplace, the purchasing capacity of the marketplace. So we learn from the key lessons from our review of current state of our business. Write down whatever you can write about current state of the business, like customers, competition and other elements of the marketplace, so that we move forward to the page 2, the future, your predictions for the future, who are going to be the future customers, who are the present customers, who are going to be the bigger customers, which customers will be retained by us in the future also, how the marketplace will look like in the future, which new competition may come, what about existing competition, will they survive in the future, what will be the tomorrow's technology, how computers and IT will affect us or we have to invest in, and other challenges, opportunities and threats. Future. Write down whatever all you know about the future. Page 3 should be your vision. Your vision or future destination, where you want to be, the direction or path to reach this vision, I call it as mission. Vision, mission, and your big idea. Fourth page is requirements. Core competencies, what kind of skills I will need to reach my vision, what resources I will need to achieve the vision, which path I have to go to achieve vision, and what is the big idea, how I will reach there. It can include financial resources also. Page 5, action plans. After vision and mission, definitely comes action plans. A summary of key action plans with timing and responsibility. Who will do what and when? Definitely the action plans are required. In that, the responsible person's name and the due date is given. Page 6, definitely financials. Which financial resources we will need? What are the forecasts? What is the fund flow? From where the money will come? How much money will go? Challenge yourself to include only key pieces of information. Use bullets or point form charts to summarize the information. Once we have made the innovation roadmap, then we have to get the commitment. We have all had experiences where our ideas have been rejected by managers who obviously lacked vision or just didn't get it. Fantastic ideas, good ideas were rejected. They said, we just don't get it. It will not just work. Looking back on some of these experiences, we may come to realize that perhaps who could have done a few things differently in order to package our ideas so others could see the light. It is like a job of a salesman. Ideas are there. Now people have to be convinced, they have to understand and accept the idea. Managers who are going to implement the ideas. Spending time to prepare and package ideas is therefore a critical step in the innovation process. We have to package the idea in such a way that people feel that it is acceptable. It is a fact that what I am is not important. How I package myself is important in this world. How I look, how I am perceived by the people is important. How really I am inside is hardly noticed by the people. About our idea also, we have to package the idea in such a way that it becomes acceptable. We have to create the environment around the idea in such a way that people like that idea. Spending the time to prepare and package the idea is therefore a critical step in the innovation process, especially for creative people who are facing the challenge of having to prove the merits of their new ideas to a very linear, logic-based audience. The audience which contains the people who are very logic-based, they will not accept your idea easily. So, we have to spend the time in preparing, packaging idea, somehow to sell this idea to an audience who is not very creative, to be very, very clear about it. An important step in preparing and packaging your idea is to focus on who is buying it. Who is in the audience? For example, your managing director is there in the audience, who is very innovative, very positive. You don't have to do much to sell that idea to him. But there are people who have worked for 40 years, old people, they have old ideas. They have created that status quo. They don't want to lose the control. They feel that if new idea is implemented, they will lose their job. If such people are there in the audience, you have to package the idea in such a way that they also feel that their importance is not gone. They also feel that, this is a better way to do it without losing what they have done all over 45 years. Yes, this is a better way to do it. Let us do it differently. They also must feel. So you have to tell the idea in such a way that they also like it. Who is the appropriate audience for your idea? Is this audience ready to discuss a new idea? Find out, do some survey. Who are there in the audience? Are they ready to discuss a new idea? Are they youngsters? Are they positive people? Is there any negative person in the audience who will make all other people negative? Who will influence other people negatively? It is rare. Unfortunately, it is rare that an idea is accepted at its initial presentation. Very, very rare. It is possible that people will reject the idea summarily reject, or they will say, okay, the idea is good, but it is not possible to implement it. It is very rare that an idea is accepted at its initial presentation. Don't get disheartened. Don't get disappointed, because it happens. Every time it happens. We have experienced that every time it happens, it is very, very rare that idea is accepted in its first initial presentation. That doesn't mean that your idea is bad. It is because people don't want to stop their status quo. It is because people don't want to change their ideas. It is because people want to stick to their ideas which they have created for last so many years.